Hello and welcome back to the Young Hollywood Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Gomez, and this is going to be a very deep episode. As you could see by the title, we are going to talk about the tragic passing of Chadwick Boseman, and not only that, but the effect that he's had on not just the industry, but the world at large. So if that's what you're interested in, sit back, relax, enjoy the episode. Thank you. On Saturday, August 29th, 2020, Chadwick's family posted on all of his social media that he had tragically passed away due to a four-year battle with colon cancer that he kept hidden from the public up until his death. And let me just say that that was the last thing I was expecting to see on Instagram that day. And I could say that it was really the first, like, one of the very few times that a celebrity's death impacted me. I could really say the only first one that I ever did was when Stan Lee passed away, 2 years ago, November 2018, and it was just like a total bombshell, not just to me, but to everyone, whether you're a Marvel fan or not, and it's just so insane that he was dealing with this for 4 years, and he kept it hidden from, like, literally everybody except a handful of people knew about it. Even Marvel was shocked about it, and they didn't even know at all. And it's just such a man, because the films that he put out during his 4 year battle are some of the best that I've seen in a long time, not just his Marvel movies, but 42, 21 Bridges, The Five Bloods, all of those are really good. I have yet to see the James Brown biopic, but from what I hear, he's phenomenal in that film as well. And it was just, for the longest time, I was in denial initially. I didn't think that would happen. That would be the last thing that I ever thought to happen. And the crazy thing is I remember back in, like, March or April when he posted a video to his fans, and everybody was scared for his health because he looked very skinny, but people were, for the longest time, assuming that was just because he was preparing for a role. And the worst part about that, though, is that people were still just being, you know, internet trolls and just hating on him and making fun of him. I believe the biggest one that came out of it was they called him Crack Panther because of how skinny he was. Like, that's not cool at all. And, like, he was fighting, like, cancer is, like, a very, like, I could kind of tell once I started to piece it all together, because tragically, that is how I lost my maternal grandfather, was to colon cancer. So looking back, I could kind of tell that something was up, because when you get that sick, the cancer just eats you alive, and you just look so unhealthy, and, like, there's a difference between being skinny and then just looking sick. And it was just, it was so hard to come to terms with the fact that he's not here anymore, and it's still kind of hard to do that. And initially I was shocked, but I didn't really express any emotion until I had to break it to my 8-year-old brother, who Black Panther is one of his favorite superheroes, and I had to break it to him because he just so happened to be holding his Black Panther action figures. He's playing with Black Panther and Killmonger, and I have to explain that to him. And at first he thought I was talking about the movie, he thought I was talking about Infinity War, and then I had to break it to him that he passed away in real life. And I watched, like, my brother look down at his toys and just start crying, and that just broke my heart, just because, like, that just goes to show the level of impact that just that one role had on the world and just kids in general. And just, man, and it's not just about his movies, it's about who he was off camera and behind the scenes. He was just so amazing. I've just been recently watching some stuff about him behind the scenes, because I'd known very little about him, because, like, I recently just watched him give a commencement speech to the university they graduated from, Howard University. If you guys haven't, heard it, I'll probably leave a link in the description. But, it was just, I can't believe this. It was just so, I'm still shocked by it. Still coming to terms with it. Like, it, honestly, it's the last thing I thought would happen. And my first introduction to him as an actor was when I was, I believe, 11 years old, and my dad is a huge Dodgers fan. So when the movie 42 came out, we really wanted to see it. So I don't think we saw it in theaters. We waited a little bit after. And I remember I came home from school one day or whatever, or it might have been during the summer, I don't know. Me and my dad sat down and we watched the movie 42. Now, I had a little bit of knowledge about Jackie Robinson prior to viewing it, but I never really, like, knew, like, too much. And just watching that film, I was instantly, like, captivated, because he just brought that character to life and was able to express the struggles that he went through, like, dealing with criticism from fans and all that kind of stuff, like, in the bleachers. And there's that one really emotional scene where this guy is just shouting racial slurs at him and just being, like, the worst kind of person towards him. And you could tell that he just brushes it off until he, like, walks into the dugout or whatever, or into the tunnel, and he just bashes the baseball bat until it breaks, and he breaks down. And it was just such a deep, raw performance, and it's just so amazing that the roles that he's portrayed many great African-American characters throughout history, and he continues to do so. And in his college speech, he mentioned how he initially wanted to break the stereotyping of black roles in both film and TV. And it was really inspiring, because the basis of the story was that he had to stand up for himself, and he had to go and confront the TV executives about this. Like, why are you doing this? Like, you know that we're not all like this. We can be better. We can be more. And he would continue doing that in his work. And he would want that for everybody. From everything that I've heard and read and seen, he just seemed like he was an all-around great person, and just really wanted to benefit the world. And that's why I think he was so perfect for the role of Black Panther, because that's what that character embodies. And I don't understand why there's so many haters out there being like, oh, why are you crying? He's just an actor. Or, oh, he just played a comic book character who's not even real. You have to understand, like, people said the same thing about Stan Lee. And the really effed up thing is that I saw the same thing happen when Stan Lee passed away. I saw people who said that they hated Marvel, and then as soon as Stan Lee passed away, they're posting about it on social media, or they're wearing t-shirts, like, saying Marvel Comics or whatever. And it was kind of the same case for, like, Black Panther in some cases. And it's just like, I don't get it. So what, did this person have to pass away in order for you to respect them? Like, I don't get it. And people often say, like, get over it, it's just a comic book character. But it's not the character itself, it's what the character represents. And in the case of Black Panther, Black Panther represents leadership, knowledge, courage, and above all, unity. He, towards the end of that film, he says that he doesn't want to separate Wakanda from the rest of the world, and that if this world is gonna be really able to function and contribute to one another, that we have to start building bridges rather than destroying them. And I don't think that that's the exact quote, but that's what he says towards the end of the film, and that is such a deep and impactful message, as it is so true. In order for the world to just be better, we don't have to agree with everything. No one's gonna agree with each other on everything. The bottom line is that everybody just has to learn. We all have to learn how to meet in the middle with one another. We don't have to agree with someone's point of view, but we can understand it, and we can respect it. Mm-hmm. And the sad thing is that a whole lot of people don't really understand that, and because of that, we get a lot of hate spread throughout the world. Hate, negativity, and all of that is not productive. Another crazy thing that I started seeing on social media is that Marvel cast members are getting hate, specifically Elizabeth Olsen, who plays Scarlet Witch. She was getting hate because she didn't do what most of the other Marvel castmates were doing, which was posting these big, long, lengthy paragraphs with a series of pictures featuring Boseman, like paying their respects. And she got a lot of hate for it because, like, apparently she's obligated to do it. Like, oh, you're not processing grief or you're not handling it right unless you're posting. Like, that's almost what it feels like the mentality behind these people are. And I don't get that. People have to understand that people don't grieve publicly. You don't have to let it be known. People deal with it in their own ways. If they just need silence, then just let them have silence. They don't need to post a picture on the internet for everybody to see, saying, hey, look, I'm mourning the loss of my fellow castmate. Like, no, you don't have to do that. I don't understand. Like, I don't get it. I guess that's just what comes with any fandom. Not just Marvel, but a bunch of other stuff. And I did want to make a video on that, and I probably will later. Because that's something that's been bothering me, is the problem with fans nowadays of popular franchises and just, like, the power they think they have on the internet. But anyway, the most recent film that I saw with Chadwick was Spike Lee's The Five Bloods, and I very much enjoyed it. I thought it was very good. I might rewatch it again, and another thing that I found myself having trouble to do is it's gonna be hard watching the Marvel movies, just seeing how good they were and seeing the potential that his character had and what they were setting up and what Chadwick was so eager to do, because he was talking about, he was just initially planning on just beating it, overcoming it, and bulking back up to come back to play Black Panther more. And the fact that, tragically, he didn't get to live that out, it's just all the more heartbreaking. And now, just doesn't affect Black Panther movies, but the MCU as a whole, because he was planning to be in all these other stories, and a lot of people are freaking out about it right now. I don't get why they're freaking out about it. Like, let that happen later. That's not the worst of our, that's not the worst of their concerns. I don't think that they'll recast him. If they do, I think that that'd be very disrespectful to Chadwick. My best course of action that I could say for that is they need to figure out some way to maybe have his character pass tragically, either on screen or off screen, and have the mantle of the Black Panther be passed to Shuri or Okoye. I don't know. But again, That's not important here. The important thing is that we acknowledge the effect that he's had on people, the industry, and above all, the world. And it's very unfortunate that his life was cut short. And hopefully we can take experiences from his life and we can learn from his work and how he lived. And we can hope to do what he did. And he just lived every day to the best of his ability and he did the best with what he had. And he just had no regrets and he just kept going all the way up until the very end. And really, that's all we can hope for each other, not just ourselves. And I don't know, my heart goes out to his family and just everyone else that's taken this so hard. And I just can't believe this year. This year has already been such, it's been a really shitty year and it's been really hard. But bottom line, maybe we are gonna get something positive out of all this. Maybe. It's best that we just have to wait and see what happens. But we will never forget the career and the life that he has left behind. Black Panther alone is monumental. Not only to just superhero films, but to people in general. It's been given a lot of people a new perspective on life. It's given people another character to look up to. Black Panther was the first comic book film to be nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars. And it's one of two films to do so, the second one being Joker. And that alone is just a monumental feat, because I never would have guessed that I'd ever see a Marvel movie be a contender for Best Picture, and I'm sure a lot of other people think that as well. Because, I mean, like, let's be honest, films like that and Star Wars and the big budget blockbusters, what they mainly get nominated for? They mainly get nominated for visual effects, special effects, music, and costume design, and that's probably about it. As well as set and production design. You never see them. You hardly ever see them. It hasn't been until recently, in the past 3-4 years, that we're finally starting to see them show up in the acting, writing, and best picture category. And that's really special, just what he was able to do, how he was able to bring that character to life, and what that character is and what it represents. And just how it's motivated countless people across the world, no matter what the age, no matter what race, no matter what gender. It's just amazing. That character symbolizes, to me, unity and the importance of bringing people together and for us to understand our differences and be compassionate with one another. That's what that character symbolizes to me. And I don't mean to make this sound like, I don't mean to sound like I'm standing on a soapbox. I'm not intending to preach anything. It's just, that's how I see it. And I believe that other people can see it that way too. And the best that I could hope for is that if there's a lesson to be learned in this, it is the importance of time. And we get this message all the time, but it really isn't until something tragic happens that it really hits us or brings us back down to earth and we're kind of hit with a reality check that, oh, our time here is short. This thing we call life does not last forever. And you're like a candle just slowly being burned. And the important thing is, especially from Chadwick's point of view, getting diagnosed 4 years earlier in 2016, and just what he did with his career in those 4 years, just goes to show you that it doesn't matter how much time you got, it matters what you do with the time you got. I know that there's some of you out there that are probably going to think, oh, like, I've heard this 1,000 times, or, oh, what has this got to do with anything? So cliche. It's said for a reason, and it's true. Now, if there's any of you out there that have a passion or have some sort of aspiration for some kind of career, no matter what your dreams may be, whether that be a job or a hobby, just anything you want to pursue, just do it. Honestly, don't give in to what other people are telling you. Don't listen to them. They're put there to keep you down. The important thing is that you don't let them win. They're meant to be your obstacles, and your obstacles are meant to push you. Don't let them knock you down. If you have a career that you want to pursue, go do it. Do what you want to do. Go find clubs at school. Go to college. Do anything you can to get yourself in the career field that you want. I mean, look at me for film, for instance. I'm currently going to school. I just started school yesterday at the time of recording this video. And I am working to get my general education certificate so I can then transfer to a university and go to film school and turn my dream of film and video production into a career. That's what I want to do with my life, because that's what it makes me happy, and that's what I find joy out of. Find joy. Pursue joy. Stop at nothing. Because the important thing about being here is not only making sure that you're happy, but making sure others around you are happy. You don't have to devote yourself to someone else, but you can devote yourself to something. The important thing is to give yourself to something. Because in doing so, you will find everlasting joy. And when you do leave this earth, you'll have something to give back to those around you. Alright guys, that is it for this episode of the podcast. I just wanted to keep it short and brief. I did not want to drag it on. I didn't feel like that was necessary. I just felt like I couldn't be silent without this, because it was hard not to talk about it or avoid it, given the type of podcast that this is and talking about film and just how it's inescapable, the effect that he's had on the world and cinema as a whole, and how he's revolutionized it, whether that be movies or comic book films, what have you. But all I can say is that I know that Chadwick is in a better place, and I wish him nothing but the best for him and his family, and I just want to say thank you to him for everything that he's done, all the movies that he's given us, all the wisdom that he's helped share, and all the joy that he has helped create. And from the bottom of my heart, I am truly thankful. So thank you guys so much for listening. As always, be sure to like and share this with a friend. And you can find this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can also check out the video version of this podcast, which is going to be released on my YouTube channel, MagFilms LTD. Alright guys, thank you so much for listening. And as always, have an amazing day.